Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 28th of March 2023. The Bible reading today is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Today's article, titled Stress to Peace, was written by Katara Patton. Moving house often ranks as one of the biggest stresses in life. We moved to our current home after I'd lived in my previous one for nearly 20 years. I'd lived alone in the first home for 8 years before I got married. Then my husband moved in, along with all his things. Later, we added a child, and that meant even more stuff. Our moving day to the new house wasn't without incident. 5 minutes before the movers arrived, I was still finishing up a book manuscript, and the new home had several sets of stairs, so it took double the time and twice as many movers as planned. But I wasn't feeling stressed out by the events of that day. Then it hit me. I'd spent many hours finishing writing a book, one chock full with scripture and biblical concepts. By God's grace, I'd been poring over the Bible, praying, and writing to meet my deadline. So I believe the key was my immersion in scripture and in prayer. Paul wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." When we pray and rejoice in God, we refocus our mind from the problem to our provider. We may be asking God to help us deal with a stressor, but we're also connecting with Him, which can provide a peace which transcends all understanding. Let's pray. Provider and protector, I give my concerns to you. May your peace guard my mind and heart. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Angela, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.